Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
Sadly, the American dream is dead. I am officially running for President of the United States.
It's Friday,
and
bastards.
We are going to
you know,
make
girls, it's great to live in a democracy break. Today, where freedom is everywhere. But girls, we often take this freedom for granted. Freedom of speech.
Yes.
Freedom of thought.
What?
And freedom of action.
Sure.
But you know, gals.
What?
Just because a bunch of men signed that Declaration of Independence in 1776 doesn't mean that freedom was for men alone.
No.
Oh, no. You take Tom Jefferson.
Okay.
Ben Franklin.
Well.
John Hancock.
Pass.
There's a hell of a guy for you right there.
Passing.
All these men had wives.
Yes.
They probably had a few broads on the side, too.
The right side.
These women wanted freedom just as much as their men did.
Yeah.
But, gals, I wonder, do we? I think it's time that we women thought about it a bit.
Okay.
Hell, I think it's time we did something about it.
Hell.
So come on, fellow females of the 20th century.
21st.
Be glad that you're an American.
I am.
Proclaim your freedom.
Freedom.
Stand at attention.
Oh.
Pledge allegiance.
Allegiance.
And bounce your boobies. Get into the swing. Bounce your boobies. The swing is everything. Makes no difference if they're big or small.
Does too.
As long as you give him your all. Bounce your boobies. Come on, honey. Bounce them up and down.
Let's do it, Howard.
Bounce your boobies. Come on, bounce your boobies, honey.
Let's do it.
Loosen the bra that binds you.
Captain Leary.
Take it off if you feel like it.
Look out below.
Come on, bounce your boobies.
Oh.
There we go. Doesn't that feel good?
No.
Bounce your boobies. People in the world today who have something to give.
Are you sure?
But it sure looks like it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Just look around you.
Okay.
Men stick out all over the place. Big fat cigars.
Yes.
Big fat stomachs.
Sure.
And just where they should stick out.
Hello?
Where is it?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, girls, we know what we've got and we know what they're worth.
Priceless, yo.
So come on, gals. Let's get into the swing of things. Give your boobies some freedom. All together now. Bounce your boobies. Let them rock and roll. Nudge your knockers. Keep them hot and so.
I don't know.
Just admit it, gals. It sure feels great.
Ba-dum.
To feel them swinging. Ooh, titillate.
Ew.
Bounce your boobies. Come on, bounce them up and down. Bounce your boobies. There, look at that gal. She's going there. Bounce your boobies.
Bounce them, Pappy. Yeah. Bounce them. Why did they name their meme after give it a Hispanic name? Is, you know, why Pepe? Why Pepe? Why? Why did they give it a Hispanic name? It's a frog and it's got a Hispanic name. I don't understand the white supremacists. I don't. I want to try. I can't. I'm done. But listen, this is really crazy. Half of Donald Trump's Hispanic advisory board has resigned. I know the first thing I thought of was only half. And then the second thing I thought of was he has a Hispanic advisory board. Really? Yes, he did. And he's got half of them left. But the good ones are gone, like Jacob Monti, the National Hispanic Advisory Council. He left. He's gone. He said he felt misled. Really? What part of rapist didn't you understand, Mr. Monti? What part of rapist was confusing to you? But I guess he said, you know, he doesn't want to be misled. He left out the word anymore. Because I don't understand what part of criminals and rapists and they're not their best and they're, you know, I'm not really clear. But anyway, the truth is nobody's misled by Donald Trump. Donald Trump is leading us right down the path to hell and people are willingly going. That therein is the problem. So Jacob Monti is gone. Ramiro Pena, he's the Texas pastor of Church of Christ in Texas. And he said, I don't have any time for a scam. But you did. Now your dance card's full? I don't. Okay, but good. Alfonso Aguilar, the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles, he's out. So they're left with like the B team of surrogates. Latino, you know, I mean, these are the people that are going to help Donald Trump do the Latin outreach, the Latino outreach, which is interesting because the Latino outreach consists of one finger, and I'll let you pick which one. But they're stuck now with guys like this one. This one's fabulous. This is Marco Gutierrez. Marco Gutierrez is part of the remaining Trump Latino outreach surrogates. He appeared on Joy Reid, who's filling in for what's his name, Chris Hayes. On is it up still or is it no? It's All In. We're all in. It's an innie. Never understood the names they gave these shows. But, okay, so Marco Gutierrez is like one of the remaining Latino surrogates for the Donald. And here was his brief appearance on Joy Reid filling in for Chris Hayes.
My culture is a very dominant culture. And it's imposing and it's causing problems. If you don't do something about it, you're going to have taco trucks every corner.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I have to let Adriano in here.
I don't know.
I don't even know what that means, and I'm almost afraid to ask.
I'm offended.
Well done. Well done. See, now this will give you a real feel for who is still on the Donald Trump Latino outreach, you know, surrogate list. I mean, first of all, a taco truck on every corner, it would be a great thing. Have you ever seen what they eat at the Iowa Fair? I mean, they would just take it and fry it and then, you know, say, that's delicious. It's almost as good as the fried Twinkie. But there are taco trucks everywhere. I live in Florida. There are taco trucks everywhere and they're so delish. El Carbon is my favorite one. Right? You go there after you go to a movie, you go there after you go to a concert, you go there after you had a couple beers and you need that hangover food, you know, the food in your belly to prevent that. This is a great place, I gotta tell you. But what, I mean, this is the most amazing, freaky thing I've ever seen. His argument for Trump is, my culture sucks. My culture is so aggressive, you don't want us here? Really? That was his argument. A taco truck on every corner is a better deal than a chicken in every pot. Because who the hell eats boiled chicken? Nobody. But he said, my culture is a very dominant culture, and it's imposing, and it's causing problems. And if you don't do something about it, you're going to have taco trucks on every corner. Now, that's a proud Hispanic. This is what he's left with. And it just freaks me out. It really does. Note to African-American surrogates who are currently supporting Donald Trump. Trust me, after Saturday, tomorrow, when he goes to Detroit, you're going to be calling your friends, Jacob Monti, Ramiro Pena, and Alfonso Aguilar, and saying, how do you get out of this mess? How do you do it? Because Detroit, that black church, Donald Trump is going to a black church in Detroit. This is a guy who routinely offends black people and God. So this is going to fit like the OJ glove. You know what I mean? This is not going to be a good fit. So he's going to visit a black church, even though everything about him is at odds with the black part and at odds with the church part. But he's still going to go. Now, we told you earlier in the week that he was only going to go because the pastor said he could sit and listen, and they weren't going to give him any time to speak. You know, they didn't really trust that he could, you know, speak to the congregation. And so, you know, they invited him to come sit and listen. Well, apparently this got around. And so now there's a rumor that he might get 10 minutes to speak to the congregation. But we do know he will be interviewed, and this was always scheduled, by the pastor in a session closed to the public. With now we find out from the New York Times, who did an amazing job on this story, they found that they the questions have already been given to Donald Trump, and the answers have all been prepared in advance. Now, I don't think he would take this many precautions if you were going to speak to ISIS. Okay, I just don't. But this is Donald Trump. This is his campaign. They're scripting him now so that he doesn't, you know. And by the way, these answers were all written for him by black Republican advisors, and they're still offensive. Maybe because they were written by black Republican advisors. I mean, I'm just guessing over here. So I don't know. I don't know what they're supposed to do with this. They got a candidate who's either got Tourette's syndrome or a terrible case of bipolar disorder, or is being written scripts for speed, you know, or of some sort. But he's so tomorrow, I guess he'll steer away from the word racists. You know, I guess that's, you know, that. But I know what the questions and answers. Now the pastor was on TV today and he said, no, I'm going to trip him up. You know, they think that they have my questions, but I'm not going to ask the ones that I gave them. I'm going to ask different ones. And might I suggest, note to yourself, pastor, that you ask him about Atlantic City going bankrupt and what he did to that community, and why that community is all boarded up, and why that community failed, and how he sucked all the money out of that particular city. And that, because that's what happened to you in Detroit, where this black church is, where Donald Trump will be. And it makes nothing but sense to me for the pastor to say, why should we trust you when, look, when you became the big, you know, the big cheese in Atlantic City, when you were, you know, employing half the city with your three casinos, as soon as you started making money, you took it out of the community, and you let everything go bankrupt. You let everybody go out of a job. And then your friend Carl Icahn came in behind you to handle the bankruptcy proceedings. And the first thing he did was cut all the employees' benefits. They cut their pension funds. They cut their health care. They cut their overtime. I mean, this is a very worthy question for a Detroit pastor, considering that the people that, you know, the Republican Party's mantra on cities that are struggling like Detroit is,
let Detroit go bankrupt.
Yeah. You know? And Donald Trump's mantra on Atlantic City was let Atlantic City go bankrupt. And Atlantic City is about to go bankrupt. And if you want to read the best article ever today in The Guardian, oh, it's a foreign newspaper, Randy. We only read American newspapers like Stormfront. It's not a newspaper. But there's a great article in The Guardian called Trump in Atlantic City, The Lessons Behind the Demise of the Casino Empire. And it clearly, clearly shows that the impact of Donald Trump coming into their community and building these $1.1 billion Taj Mahal-y ungapachkid with nine gold elephants, and the, you know, tip of the hat to Iranian dictators and Saudi dictators, and King Faisal and King Saud, and you know, and that he loves them. He loves this decor. He loves that. His entire apartment in New York is all gilded with gold garbage. So, you know, this is his, you know, this is his style. To imitate the great Middle Eastern dictators. But clearly it shows that his casino empire is busted flush. The Taj is set to close. Atlantic City teeters on the edge of bankruptcy. The impact of the Taj's closure will be worse for the city. Economically, the impact is worse than Hurricane Sandy. So I would suggest to Mr. Pastor Man that when you have this heathen in your church who is a racist bigot, that's redundant. That's like white neo-Nazi. Forgive me. That you ask him about that. And you ask him why when he showed you who he was, why you shouldn't believe him. That should trip him up. And he's always referring to his friend Carl Icahn. So you got a valid issue there. Ask him.
For a commercial-free, on-demand, whenever, wherever listening experience, visit randyrhodes.com for your personal premium podcast today.